producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here every week at this time for an hour's worth of conversation aimed at helping those people who are family farmers, those people who have family ag businesses, those people who are hobbyists, and those people who are into the locavore movement. That is, people who are understanding about good food, who want to make sure the supply is plentiful. They want to know where their food comes from. The farmer wants to give you the best that he possibly can. And all of the problems that we are encountering, because I am, other than being Doug Steffen, I am a family farmer, a dairyman. And I'm going to introduce you to some. This fellow has been on this program before with us. You may or may not remember Roger Noonan. He's the president of the New England Farmers Union. I am big on the National Farmers Union now. Didn't always, but the whole concept has changed, and I think they're speaking more to my type of farmer than is any other group. So with that in mind, Roger, we were just talking a little bit about what's going on. You run a farm in New Boston, New Hampshire, called Middle Branch Farm, pretty diversified. It sort of reminds me a little bit of that farm down in North Carolina. Now I'm trying to remember isn't that awful? I've had that guy on here as well. The broad farming that's done, and he's done a great job. Not important. All right. If I get lost, I'll spend 5 minutes trying to remember who it is. Joel Salatich, I think, is his name. And it's do you remember what the name of that farm is down there? Offhand.
That's Polyface.
That's it. Polyface Farm. Thank you. You win the prize.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so you've been around farming most of your life. You have all kinds of operations at your farm, maple syrup production, greenhouse production, organic vegetable production, organic hay and forages, livestock, all that sort of thing. With that in mind, you became the president a couple of years ago of the New England Farmers Union. You're working now at two things that are important for me on my farm. The Food Safety Modernization Act, which is a nightmare for not only the public but for the small family farmer. But more importantly, at the moment, the accurate labeling of food. How in the name of God the Congress of the United States, the House of Representatives, well, we all know why they voted the way they did, against the interests of the people. I think most of the polls, I don't know if you've conducted one at the Farmers Union, but on my Good Day program, found 84%, I think, of those who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com in favor of accurate food labeling, against what the Congress has voted, trying to get to senators now and to the president. But what the polls around the country, closer to 90% want this labeling. So how is the Farmers Union approaching getting members of the Senate, and how did you work through Congress? Because you're basically a lobbying organization. Is it boiling down to just that we don't have as much money as Monsanto and Cargill and these other companies that, if you look at who is getting the contributions from these guys and how they vote, it's pretty clear and direct line, right?
Well, first off, Doug, let me thank you for having me back on the program. It's always a pleasure to speak with you and your audience. I'll just back up. There are several labeling issues out there.
There are. That's true. Yes.
And we're specifically talking about country of origin labeling.
Mm-hmm.
And in our farm, our focus is primarily on the vegetables. That's what's that's our primary thing. And there are some markets we sell to where we need to provide and have had to for several years, the PLUs, the price lookup units with the country of origin labeling indicated. And sometimes that results in us labeling each individual yellow or green squash or cucumber, which isn't something that I'm always necessarily happy about. But I'll tell you, when I run out of vegetables in either the root cellar or in cold storage and I have to go in the grocery store, I look for American-made products, mm-hmm. and I have to look at a lot of labels sometimes to find that. So in the case of meat, you know, there was this WTO decision that said it was discriminatory to require this label, that it discriminated against Canadian Mexican beef importers. Long story short here, this is about the meatpacking industry. This is easier for them. They're able to buy in cheaper animals from Canada and Mexico. It gets a USDA inspected stamp, and if they don't have to identify where it was born as a separate, you know, country, then they're basically able to sell it as an American product. And to the consumer, that's what the consumer's buying. So the WTO, the World Trade Organization, as part of our, I guess this is part of our NAFTA requirements, which came in a few years ago, decided that, you know, that this was illegal, we were discriminating, and that if we didn't repeal it, that Canada would have the right to retaliate and impose tariffs against other American products. And that ranged, it was a whole host of things, and that list was probably developed as much as a targeting particular districts and Senate offices as any other basis. So they put a lot of political pressure on. The House Agricultural Committee quickly moved to fully repeal COOL. They also included pork and chicken, which were not part of the WTO decision. And then that went to the House floor where it passed. And I got to tell you, all of our New England representatives, except for one, voted in support of the American farmer and rancher and the consumer in having the ability to have this transparency.
And who was the one who didn't vote? Who voted against it?
Off the top of my head, I think it was Mr. Ginta from New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
But that's off the top of my head. I hate to cast aspersions. I don't have the full list in front of me. But I believe there was only one, and I think it was him. Otherwise, it was, you know, we've had very strong support from our New England delegation. So now we go to the Senate side. And Senator Hoeven, Republican of North Dakota, and Senator Stabenow, Democrat of Michigan and a ranking member on the Senate Ag Committee, they come up with a compromise. And the compromise is we'll have a voluntary label. So it doesn't compel the meatpacking industry to do it, but if they see that it's a value added, like an organic label, like the grass-fed label, like the certified Angus label run through AMS, that will allow this voluntary label. Canada has a voluntary made in Canada label, so it probably won't give the Canadians standing to come back and challenge it. Now, Canada is feeling pretty victorious. They've got the House Agriculture Committee and the U.S. House of Representatives to say, oh, my God, we're scared of Canada's retaliation. Let's just roll over on this. Of course, that's not how they're, you know, presenting it, but that's essentially what they're doing, and they're giving in to the meatpacking industry, which, you know, wants to get the cheapest possible product into its plants and out to the grocery store.
All right, let's hold that thought for a second. Roger, hold on. Let me pause for a moment.
Yep.
Then we'll continue. Roger Noonan is the president of the New England Farmers Union. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's version of what's going on the family farm and what's benefiting you as a locavore. It's the American family farmer.
Inventory is everything. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Improve the look of your home for less with hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Choose from over 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, woodlook tile, and more. All for a lot less than other stores. This week, get gorgeous pre-finished 3/4-inch solid copper heavy hardwood for $3.29 and more from 99 cents. $2 instant savings on our hottest Bellawood matte finished hardwood floors. North American and European laminate from 49 cents and more.
And 18 months special financing.
For the floor you want at the price you deserve, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Roger Noonan back with us again on the American Family Farmer. He's the president of the New England Farmers Union, and as a real live farmer, he's very close to these two different, or however many there are, at least two different labeling issues that are before us right now. The public has said they want both of them, basically, Roger, I think, right?
That's been what the public has said over and over again through any number of consumer polls. Look, I'm a direct to market farmer. I mean, you know, we do a fair bit of wholesale, but you know, the demand for local food is there because consumers want that transparency. They want to know where their food comes from. If they can meet the local farmer, that's great. But you know, our farmers that are out in Montana and South Dakota and North Dakota, they're not getting to meet as many people as I am. And so for them, that direct to consumer, that consumer connection is a label that says, product of the USA. That's, you know, you get it local. What's not available local, you want to get from an American producer. That is something that has been long supported in this country. The Made in USA is something that's probably over your socks and underwear at the Walmart, and many people look for that and want to support American industries, and that includes farmers and ranchers. So I think it's a no-brainer. Now we get into this whole dispute with our international trade obligations and the World Trade Organization. Farmers Union, both National Farmers Union, New England Farmers Union, we've supported a mandatory transparent consumer labeling in any number of areas, including GMO, including country of origin labeling. And we're at the point now, we're at a crossroads where we're not going to get it. We're not going to get, relative to country of origin labeling, we're not going to get that. Senator Hoeven of North Dakota and Senator Stabenow of Michigan have worked out a compromise that maintains that label. And if we can maintain that label in a voluntary way and still comply with our WTO obligations, let Canada threaten us all they want. But I can't see, and I'm not an attorney, but I've heard from attorneys on this issue, that they won't have any standing in the WTO if they, in fact, themselves have a voluntary label.
All right, let's pause here. Hold on a second. Hold on to that thought. Roger Noonan, president of the New England Farmers Union, discussing the various labeling issues and problems that you're facing, whether you're a farmer or you're an end user of our products.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water.
and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Roger Noonan is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer, a production of Steffen Multimedia. Every week at this time, I take several issues. In this circumstance, I may have Roger with us for the balance of the hour to talk about these the conundrum that we find ourselves in. And it's with our customers who want to know, if they can't find it on our farm, where can they find it, and how do they know that it really comes from a farm similar to ours? That's really all that we're looking for. It's just amazing, Roger, how influential money is in all of this, in campaign contributions, isn't it?
Well, it's that's certainly part of the problem with politics in this country. But the thing that we have as the majority of the people is we have the vote. And you know, we need to exercise that. But we also have money. It doesn't take a lot of money. You join an organization like the Farmers Union, whether it's the New England Farmers Union or the chapter in your country, you support it. You know, National Farmers Union has a PAC. You know, send $25 into the PAC.
Yeah.
Those things go a long way. You've got to support your friends in Congress. If you have a congressman that's representing your interests and is listening to you and is fighting the good fight for you in Congress, and there are a lot of good people in Congress that are looking out for all of their constituents, if you don't help them and support them, then that's just the nature of the game. You know, you don't walk onto the football field ready to play cricket. You gotta be ready. Now, the resources that some of the larger players have obviously far exceed what a farmer like you or I have, Doug, but mm-hmm. That doesn't mean we shouldn't plan on doing what we can and encouraging our colleagues and our neighbors to also do the same thing. It's just an important part of the system, and to be involved. One irritated farmer can go a long way in this town. If you're ready to make solutions. And I think that's what this Hoban-Stabenow amendment, it's a solution. We're not going to get what we want. Well, tell me when in life we always get what we want. This is the best we can do. I think we need to pursue it. We need to reach out to our senators. We need to get some more Republican co-sponsors on this bill.
And what's the number of the bill, Roger? Roger, what's the number of the bill? Do you have that handy?
Oh, good Lord. It's an amendment. I don't know, but it's the Voluntary Country of Origin Labeling and Trade Enhancement Act, and it's co-sponsored by Senators Hoban of North Dakota and Senator Stabenow of Michigan, along with Heitkamp, Grassley, Klobuchar, Thune, Brown, and Enzi, and a few others.
All right. Now, this is not the same as House Bill 1599, which is called the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act, which it is neither. And so the two are not to be confused, but the sort of infighting is going on, and the emphasis on labeling shows you with these two different bills how important it is to the consumer, right? I mean, wouldn't you glean that from looking at the staunch support, and there's no middle ground here, even though Stabenow and what's-his-face have found it sort of with Kuhl. There's no middle ground on the other bill. And actually, what I'd like to do is separate that out. You've done a great job explaining the Kuhl bill and where it is and how people can get to their congressmen, their senators, hopefully get at least this compromise passed and through. But the GMO labeling bill is something entirely different. And with your permission, we'll continue talking about that in a matter of moments. Roger Noonan is here. We're talking about safe and accurate food labeling. He's a farmer. I'm a farmer. You're listening because you're probably a farmer or someone who has close ties to the land, close ties to American farming. So let us continue with that not in the back of our mind, but right at the forefront of our thinking. We're looking at problems and solutions here on the American Family Farmer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have a very loyal son of the farming business here on the program. Roger Noonan is president of the New England Farmers Union. You've heard us talk to the quote-unquote other Roger, who is the president of the National Union. And these two men obviously have similar points of view because they're working for the same organization. The Farmers Union working to protect and enhance the economic well-being and quality of life of family farmers. Also, fishermen are in this group, and foresters and nursery folks. There are a lot of people in New England all around the country who have joined this group. I have, and I am pleased to have had Roger help me on several different ventures that I've been involved in. Okay, so this past month, the House Agriculture Committee approved $15.99. The vote went out to the members, and they, I think it was 259 to 134, something like that, as to this getting through the House. And after that happened, there's a groundswell of support and noise. I was looking at something in one of the trades, Roger, talking about what wonderful thing it was, bipartisan support, and how when you look at, I belong to three or four different organizations so that I am keeping up with all of the farm news, no matter whether it's aimed at the smaller family farmer or the big agribusinesses. And I got a kick out of reading in a couple of trades how the big agribusinesses thought this was a victory for farmers. That is the passing, the approval of House Bill 1599. Those of us who are small family farmers think it's anathema and just the opposite, right?
That's true. You know, the fundamental problem here with this whole GMO issue, this, you know, for a farmer like me, for one thing, I'm a certified organic farmer, so GMOs aren't even part of my crop mix. But I certainly have many friends all across the country, but even in New England and New Hampshire and in my own county, that do grow GMO crops. And you know, the Farmers Union, both nationally and in the New England region, we support biotechnology. The problem is that both sides have dug in their heels on this.
Yeah.
And they've dug in their heels. That the one side, GMOs are evil. They're the Monsanto is the devil incarnate, and they're you know, giving my cats fleas. You know, I mean, I've heard some really crazy things. The other side is, oh my God, how can we dare label GMOs? It's skull and crossbones on the package, and if we don't have this technology, you know, by gosh, how are we going to feed the world? The whole world's going to starve. And the truth lies as in so many things, in the middle. You know, we have so many farmers within the farmers union family all across the country that grow row crops, that grow corn and soybeans.
Yep.
And they're growing GMO. And I was just visiting a few weeks ago. I was out in the Palouse region. You know, these are some of Eastern Washington, not necessarily GMO crops up there, but the practices they're using, you know, they're using Roundup because they can't plow that soil. These are rolling hills of dust deposited millions of years ago. Plowing those hills could result in an ecological disaster. Intense cultivation of some of these big lands. There are a lot of valid reasons. The farmers they've increased their yields. There's a lot of good things that come with GMO. There are also concerns that the consumer has. As somebody that does a lot of direct retail, I would never go into a restaurant and order something on the menu that said food. I want to know what that food is. And I think it's fair for the consumer to have that transparency. You don't withhold information. Transparency makes all the difference in the world, and that's what folks are looking for. So if in the end, you know, just like on country of origin labeling, we're not going to get the mandatory label, and I can certainly see farmers that are engaged in GMO production fearing that it may decrease their market. And they've had very profitable years. These have led to much more profitable farms and higher yields. I can see their concern. I understand how this splits the agricultural community. I also understand how the consumer feels about it. We need to find that middle ground. And I'll tell you, I know on the Senate side that Senator Hogan has his version of the Pompeo bill ready to go. And I think the greatest opportunity here is to get Senator Hogan's cool voluntary country of origin labeling passed, and then working through Senator Hogan to find that compromise bill. Are we going to satisfy both extremes? No way. You never do. But we may find that middle ground. Or maybe it's the QR code that the Secretary of Agriculture has talked about. And if it's an important issue to you and you can pull out your phone and look at that QR code and, yep, there's GMO corn, GMO soybean, or some component of that food, then that's fine. And for those that want to pursue the voluntary label, either of a non-GMO or a GMO, and that's run through the Department of Agriculture through AMS, which handles so many other voluntary labels, including the one I use, the certified organic label, then I think that's a good path forward. I think that's a compromise that people can live with. The two extremes of the spectrum will never be satisfied, but that's the nature of life, is that we come to the middle. And I think there's a huge opportunity there. I don't know what's in Senator Hogan's bill. I don't know that that's even possible. But the compromise that he's worked out with Senator Stabenow and Kuhl shows me there is a path forward, that there are people that know we need to address both sides. If you're in North Dakota and all your product is going to going to the large population areas, you don't want the consumers to doubt the quality of your product, the safety of your product. And nor should they. And if some labeling regime satisfies that consumer interest, then I think it's certainly in the best interest for his constituents in the state of North Dakota that he strike that balance. So I think there's a huge opportunity here, which is why I'm so supportive of the voluntary country of origin labeling enhancement, even though we totally support mandatory labeling, and we fought it right to the end. But once that ship had sailed, we need a plan B. You stand on your principles, but once you've lost, if you can get something else that's going to achieve the same ends and build confidence in that label, you know, that's what it's all about, you know, building confidence in the label. And then the market will determine. You know, if the market consistently says that people want a non-GMO corn or soybean, well, the market will gradually adapt to that, and more farmers will find other ways to meet that market demand rather than it being a mandate. I think that's the path forward for something reasonable, something that everybody, consumer, farmer, biotech industry, can live with. I think there's a lot of opportunity up there on this one, Doug. But people are just going to have to say, you know, we need to come together. We need to find some common ground, and work towards a solution.
All right, some final thoughts. We'll pause for a moment here and get some final thoughts from you. Roger Noonan, who is here talking about food labeling on the American Family Farmer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I operate an event center that hosts horse shows, so there are always horses there. There are also lots of families with children, and the events are a lot of fun for kids. But I was recently informed that if a child pets a horse and gets bitten, which happens from time to time, I might be legally liable for damages, not the owner of the horse or the parents of the child. Kids occasionally do silly things and get hurt. It's a part of growing up. But now we worry about the enormous cost of lawsuits in this country. That's why we should look through the lens of liberty and remind ourselves of some important principles. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family. Suing people when there's no negligence simply isn't fair.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Roger Noonan is the president of the New England Farmers Union. You can go to newenglandfarmersunion.org, or you can go to nationalfarmersunion.org. Their programs, their plans, their ideas are there. I believe they're very helpful for the American family farmer and related ancillary businesses. Roger's talking about compromise, both the Cool Labeling Act and then the GMO labeling bill as well. I thought it was interesting when I looked through who was promoting or who was agreeing with the various bills. The American Soybean Association calling on the House to pass that legislation. They did, and they felt good about it. I don't know that that's a surprise because the soy group is a large group. I like the way sometimes it's written in the news. Here's a description, for example. The bill ensures that a multi-state patchwork of state regulations is avoided as the wide range of potential individual and conflicting non-GMO labeling schemes are presented. What happens here, Roger, and the state of Vermont, which you're in New Hampshire, so Vermont next door, already has passed one of these bills requiring GMO identification. this bill, and this is why I have suspect on the bill, it disallows your ability to have this information if you want to have it. And that's why you say, I think, somewhere between the radical positions on either side is something we can agree on. But I can't imagine how anybody who believes in our Constitution and states' rights thinks that the federal government, which is heavy-handed to begin with, thinks that telling the states what to do when it comes to this is a good thing or acceptable thing.
Well, yeah, it certainly is interesting when very conservative Republicans advocate for preemption of states' rights in issues like this, because that's typically not the way their voting records tend. You know, it's a complicated issue. You know, look, I think as a farmer that you go back to the pre-USDA organic, you've got potentially 50 different definitions of what certified organic meant and the confusion that puts in the marketplace. So labeling that's a patchwork is probably not the best for commerce. I can clearly see that. You know, we've supported the state initiatives because the state initiatives drive the national agenda. You finally get to such a critical mass that Congress acts. Well, we would have hoped that they acted in a different way than they did, and they would have just sort of said, look, we need to come up with a labeling that's going to satisfy, you know, they find that compromise solution. Pompeo, in my opinion, is just, it's a bad bill. It doesn't necessarily result, you know, there may be, you know, 50 different voluntary labeling schemes under Pompeo. It doesn't define natural. It kicks that definition to FDA. And I think that is a critical piece that the Congress really should define what natural is. Why are we kicking it to FDA? FDA looks at issues of food safety and comparability.
You want to answer your own question? Why do you think it got kicked to the FDA?
It's a cop-out. That's what it was.
Of course it was.
You know, it's a total cop-out.
Yeah, absolutely.
They would, just like with Waters of the U.S., you know, Congress could put all this to rest by defining exactly where that bright line definition of the extent of the waters of the U.S. is. But they just kick it back to the EPA and the courts to constantly, you know, move that line through third-party lawsuits. So no wonder we have a mess. Congress needs to come together. They need to make the compromises. And sometimes they have to go back home in their districts and take the heat. And that's something evidently very few of them are willing to do. But there are enough out there that are showing leadership in pushing forward these compromises. And I think that the farmer needs to realize, as farmers, you know, compromises, you know, we start compromising an hour after we hit the barn or the field, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to do that, but then maybe I'm going to have to do this, but hey, it's raining. You know,
exactly. The weather changes everything. So
exactly.
We've got a minute or two left here. Other issues of interest at the New England Farmers Union, the business about Cuba and our relationship and what that does to crops here in New England or the marketplace in general, something the NFU feels strongly about, and so does the New England Farmers Union, I'm guessing. Right? We got about a minute left here.
Well, New England Farmers Union, you know, we don't really have a strong position. If we were the Florida Farmers Union, there may be a strong position, but look, we National Farmers Union, we're clearly supporting normalization of relations with Cuba. I think there's a lot of opportunity there for American farm products, and there's probably a lot of opportunity to help Cuba develop a robust agricultural system and help get that country, you know, back up on its feet.
Right.
We're supportive of Cuba. I welcome an opportunity to visit there and see what kind of techniques and farming.
Yeah, I would like to do. You and I ought to go down there and do a radio program and case out the island for agricultural benefits. That's probably an idea whose time has come. Roger, thank you for being here. Roger Noonan, president of the New England Farmers Union, with an overview on the two food labeling bills and where they ought to go from the perspective of the National Farmers Union and New England Farmers Union. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
We
the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here, trying to promote the needs, the well-being of the small agribusinesses that do $500,000 to $1 million of business a year. The businesses, the farmers are in a fight for their lives. In my estimation, I'm a family farmer. I had dairying for a long, long time, selling raw milk and that sort of thing on my farm. And so there's a lot of debris that's left around in these conversations about what happens on the farm, what's best for the consumer, because we, all of us, can't stay in business if the consumer, and in this instance, the consumer is the locavore, the person for the family farm that I'm running, the type of business that I have. People want to come watch the cows be milked. They want to go to the farm. They want to see the crops being picked or even go out and pick them themselves. This is a strong movement, and the country is divided. The haves, the have-nots, those who like this, those who don't care, and that's fine. Most people that I know, and the polls suggested, we are in a position of wanting to have knowledge about where our food comes from. And local people can easily make it known by selling product on their own farm. But as we get into this this continuing debate, I thought perhaps you might like to listen for a moment to something that was a video of the day at DougSteffen.com. This comes from YouTuber Joshua Jocelyn. Here, he breaks down what the GMO labeling ban bill is all about. It's pretty quick. It's pretty concise. You can check this video out at DougSteffen.com. But here's the essence of the bill so that you can listen to him describe it.
If the DARC Act passes the United States Senate, you as a consumer will not have the ability to determine whether or not the foods you buy actually contain GMO products. Hi, I'm Joshua Jocelyn with the Pace Virtual Farmers Market. Last week, the United States Congress passed what has been dubbed by opponents the DARC Act, which would require, or actually ban, governments from requiring GMO foods to be labeled as such. What that means is you as a consumer will no longer have the ability to decide if the foods you buy contain GMO products because they won't say it on the label. The House passed it. Incidentally, the members who voted for that bill are paid on average three times as much as the members who voted against it by the food manufacturing companies in their campaigns. So they're making money off of this vote, don't be mistaken. But the damage to you as a consumer is you won't have the ability to make the informed choice because local governments will be banned from requiring labeling of GMO foods. Around the world, companies are required to label their foods GMO, or they're banned from even selling foods like Australia, China, Russia, all around the world. Here in the U.S., they're not even going to let foods be labeled GMO. So what we need from you is contact your senators, ask them to vote against this bill, to vote against their version of this bill. It's already passed the U.S. Congress. Now it's in the Senate. So ask them to vote against this bill. But secondly, shop local. Know your farmers. Tell them what you're interested in buying and what you're not going to buy. Let them know what is important to you. That's the way we take control of our food bank, is we get to know our farmers, we get to know the people who make our foods. So as always, shop local, eat fresh, live free.
All right. So what's your reaction to that? You can always send me an email, Doug@DougStephan.com, when we get to some of these issues, or with ideas of things you'd like us to pursue, do research on various issues that you're confronting. I thought that that really put the correct spin on this particular issue. There are two labeling things. That's what we've been talking about in this hour with Roger. Having the ability to know what country the food comes from and then what's in the food. Why is this such a controversy? It seems to me that if you want to know where the food comes from, you ought to be able to get that information, especially when you understand that most other countries in the world that are producing this stuff are requiring it, most of the progressive countries. But what's even more insidious here is that non-American foods seem to be given preference because the requirement isn't to label them. And we bring in stuff that's from all over the world that is, frankly, crap. A lot of it is just really, really bad and unhealthy. And yet we don't know where it comes from. We think it looks swell. Okay, we'll eat it. Meats especially, poultry products, pork products, that kind of thing, that are exposed to all kinds of vagaries in these countries. Hoof and mouth disease in Brazil, for God's sakes, is all over the place. Why would we want to have beef? Or at least if they want to sell it here, that's fine, but you should be able to know that it comes from Brazil. Well, isn't that something? I mean, don't you want the strength of that knowledge to be able to figure out? So I guess the bottom line here is get to your congressman. And because this is going to be voted on again, senators especially, there's a petition at DougStephan.com that you can sign. So far, about 150,000 people have done it to get the Senate to take positive action on this particular bill, the GMO labeling bill. All right. So that's the story from this week's point of view at the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Stephan.
Health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.